Let us again start on Daf Lamed Zayin, Lamed Aleph, five lines from the bottom. We're in the middle of a sugya, the Gemara is being mefalpel. If there's an Isser, min ha-teire, te-ira mesokenes, and we learn how to see from Zeis Achaya Shatoichlo, Chaya Achil Vishain Achaya Loi Saichal. And this is telling us a behemoth that is not Roy Lichyais, there's an Issa Achila. Maybe not, maybe there's no such Issa whatsoever. So the Gemara says, Ela Mahoche. I'll prove from this pasuk, or from this psukim, that there is no isa to ira mesakenes. The pasuk says, "V'chelav nevela, v'chelav treifa yeyosa l'chol melochem, v'ochel lo yiseichluhu." So the pashta dekra is coming to tell us that you're not allowed to eat chelav. So that I know already you're not allowed to eat chelav. So what is pshatan v'ochel lo yiseichluhu? The pasuk is coming to tell us, Yavoi Yisr Nevele, V'yochel al Yisr Chelev. Yavoi Yisr Treife, V'yochel al Yisr Chelev. Let us see what Rashi says. L'may Hilchisa Kloima. Hai V'ochel Leisr Chlu Leitzorich. There's no need for this lab. The haksiv kol chaylev v'chol dam leisaychlo. Umishum de nisnablo e nitrefo, if it became a nevele, if it became a trefe, mi ozele isa chaylev. Ulamai iftach, so why did the pasuk have to tell us there's an isa achile on the chaylev? Ela teira omro de chayim mishum shnei lav. Mishum lav de chaylev, and mishum lav de treife, the leiteime ein isa chalal isa. Poshet, we should say ein isa chalal isa, and even though it became a treife, or became a nevela later, though these isurim are not chal on the chalav, because already it was also als chalav. So the pasuk is telling us that the isa nevela and isa treife are chal on Issa Nevela. That is the mechuvin from the pasuk. The Isal Kedaitach. So now the Gemara, so I have a pasuk that tells us that the Issa Treife is Chal on Chalev, and the pasuk is telling us that the Issa Nevela is Chal on Chalev. So the Gemara says, the Isal Kedaitach Treife Hainu Misukenet. Now, if you will say that was, if we will say that Mesukenes is also, so the Gemara had said before, that Be'emes in every Mesukenes, there are two Isurim. There's a Isur Asay from Chaya Echoil, and something that is not Oymed Lichyas is also to eat. And then there's also a lav of one treifa leiseichal, and treifa means tofa briusoi, as the Rashba says. Treifa means that it's not healthy, it's oimed lomos. So there are two isurim on a mesukenes. The isal kedaitach treifa hainu mesukenes. So if you'll say that treifa is mesukenes, there's no special issur of, from the, if it's nechsa gufay, not nechsa gufay, treifa means tofa priyusay. And that's pshat in the posik chaylev treifa loisay chaylev. That means the chaylev of a behemoth that's oimed lomus, that's korev lomus, you're not allowed to eat, and the issur treifa is chal on the chaylev. Wie salke deitach treife heino misukenes. Lichtev Rachmane, Chelev Nevele Yeyosa Lachol Meloche, Vechelev Trefa Loisar Chluru. So all the Torah would have to tell us is only two in Yonim. Chelev Nevele is Yeyosa Lachol Meloche, that means it's permissible to be used a fillip for Meleches Kodesh. It doesn't have Tumas Nevelis on it. That's Yeyosa Lachol Meloche. The Chelev Trefa Lo Yisaychlu is coming to tell us that the Chelev of a behemoth that's Koriv Lomus, that's a Taich Trefa, is an Isser, the Isser Trefa, when it becomes Koriv Lomus, so the Isser Trefa is Chal on the Isser Chelev. Va'ano Amino. And then I can figure out by myself, Umamechayim, if it's when it's still alive, the Isser Treife is because it's Korev Liyos Nevele. It's not a Nevele yet, it's Korev Lama. So the whole Isser of Treife is, it's Korev Liyos Nevele. And the Torah said that this Isser, which is the love of Treife, that this Isser is Chal an Chelev. Achidish, even though ein Isser Chal al Isser, but this Isser is Chal. Is Ma Mechayim, that it's Korev Liyos Nevele, not Mamesha Nevele. Os the Isser Treife Chayela Isser Chelev, so the Isser Treife is Chayela Isser Chelev. La Acher Misa Mi Boi, so when it died, so let us again mention the lotion of the Ran. The Ran says, "Itreifa heinu misukenes, im kein iser treifa ein ele machmas she iser nevele miskarev." The whole iser of treifa is because it's close to becoming an nevele, and that is awesome in that Torah. A behemah that's close to becoming an nevele, v'kivin shemikzas ha iser chal mechayim, so when it became a mesukenes, that was chal anchelev, nevela shehu tashlem ha iser, this is the gemara iser, tashlem ha iser shechal kvar mechayim. He says, the kivin de golilon rachmon, the mitzas iser nevela chal mechayim, that means the Isser Nevela is not a new Isser. The Isser Nevela is the Hashlome of the Isser Treife. The Isser Treife is because it's Korev Lomos. In the Torah, there's an Isser on this. So, and that is Chalan Chelet. So Memela, when it becomes in Ganzen Meis, it becomes a Nevela, that's the Tashlem HaYisrael, so this shouldn't be Chal. Since the mitzvah was Chal, so the mitzvah of that Yisrael was Chal, so this Yisrael should zicher be Chal. Elo, midekosav rachmone nevelo. So this is a kasha on the Torah. So why did the Torah have to say that the Yisrael nevelo is Chal on the Isser Chelev? I can figure this out if the Isser Treife is Chal. So I've had to give us the Isser Nevelo Zichem Bichlal. Bichlal the Treife Lav Hainu Mesukenes. So from here we see that Treife is not Mesukenes. Let us see Rashi. Zut Rashi. Yisal Kedai Toch Treife Hainu Mesukenes. If you will say that the Treife is a misukenes. Lichtev Rachmana Chelev Nevele Yosachol Meloche Lashminen Leimetama Chelev Mishum Nevele. Chelev Nevele Yosachol Meloche. That I need that. It's a different aloche to tell me there's no Tumas Nevele on the Chelev. But Velishtoik may Azoras Achilosa. But it is not necessary to say Chelev Nevele Loisachlu. Ubechelev treife luchude lichtem leisachlu. You should only say chelev treife leisachlu. Lashmeino. And then I know the chayil iser misukenes a iser chelev. Then that is coming to tell me that the Issa Mesukenes, which is the Issa of Treife, is Chal on the Issa Chelet. Ba'ano Yodano. And then I'll know the Koshke, the Chimaisa. So when it dies, and now this is the Hashloma of the previous Issa, which the Tere gave a new laugh. The Chimaisa Osinami Issa Nevela V'chaylelei. If the Korim Nevela, the Issa of Korim Nevela, is Chal on Chelet, so when it becomes Mamish and Nevela, Zicha Chal on Chelet. And this is, it's not a new Isser, it's a Hashloma of the old Isser. It is not necessary for the Torah to write, if Treifa means Misukenes, and the Isser of Treifa is, because it's currently Yis Nevela, Savada Givis, the Isser Nevela will be Chal on Chelev also. And there's no need for this Pasuk. And now Rashi elaborates. Umami Chaya. Here Rashi says, "Klo what the Chiddush Yeran says." The Issa Misukenes Eino Elo Machmas. The whole reason why a treif is also the whole is Machmas Kirov Misa, because it's close to becoming an Nevela. Va'osi in that Issa, which is an Issa the rise of treif. Va'osi v'chayila Issa Chaylev. This Issa is Chal on the Issa Chaylev. Nevele gufa mi boi, so when it's mamish meis, so that Issa, which is the hashlom of the previous Issa, zikha should be chal. It's hashlom and it's mochama, so zikha should be chal. Elo. This is a kasha. Elo mi di itzrich lashmi inon bin nevele. So if it is necessary, that the Pasuk tells me, Chaylev, Nevela lo Yisachlu, the Issa Nevela Chayla Yisachayla, Michlal de Misukenes, Lav Treifa Mikri. So then, then that Arai that Treifa is not Misukenes, the Issa of Treifa is not Misukenes. Now, so what is the Issa of Treifa? The Issa of Treifa is not because it's Korim Lomas, that's not Issa Treifa. The Issa Treifa is because it's chosser some of the vital organs. A behemoth that's chosser these organs of the, from the Treifa. Yudchas Treifa is the Torah asks of this behemoth. Not because it doesn't have a long lifespan. That's not the reason. You don't see Darsh in time with the Torah asks of the behemoth. That is the Yudchas Treif. It is missing something in the behemoth. The Torah said that a behemoth that's missing certain in Yonim, the Torah said this is also. That's the Issa Treif. So Memele, the Issach Lashminim Bahach Nevele, let's skip two lines, we'll come back to the two lines. The Issach Lashminim Bahach Nevele, the Teichel Issach Hele. So now you have to tell me that the Issa Nevele is Chal on Chelev. Umi Kal V'Choyma de Treife, I let's make the same Kal V'Choyma. Ma doch Treife, that's Chal Mechayim. So, is Chal on Chelev, so Nevele, that's Chal Achamise. Uma Mechayim, le Metzina le Mele, Gabi Nevele. Now we can't make such a Kal V'Choyma. De Issa Nevele, Chayela Issa Chelev. The time of the treifa lav mishum kirov miso. The reason why a treifa is also is not because it's korev liyos nevela. Or mishum chesoren. This behemah is missing certain basic organs or some amela. That's why the Torah asked it. Kid matzachina letavayu bezvachim bepeik chatasoi. So Mela Rashi is saying the whole Kal V'Chaymer. The Mela is saying, Madach Michayim it's also, it's Chal. The Yisrael Treifet, which is also Michayim it's Chal on Chaylev. The Yisrael Nevel it's Chal Lachem Yisrael Shizich Michal on Chaylev. This Kal V'Chaymer only makes sense if the Yisrael Treifet is because it's currently Yisrael Nevel. So then they have a Kal V'Chaymer. So mother and Issa of currently is nevela, because it's close to becoming a nevela. That Issa is Chal and Issa Chela. So the Issa nevela, which is the hashlom of that Issa, zikha should be Chal. Then the Kal V'Chaymer makes sense. But if the Issa Treif and the Issa nevela are two distinct Issurim, is a treifes, a behemoth that is yutches treifes a teira asod. Not because it's korem liyus nevet. The teira asod, a behemoth that is yutches treifes. No? And now the teira asod, the behemoth that died. Two different things. Hera kalvachema. The Isser Treife is Chal and Chelub, so the Isser Nebele should also be Chal. Treife is something else. Treife is a behemoth that's missing certain organs. That is Chal. That is Chal and Chelub. The Isser Nebele could be, it's not Chal. Nothing is missing. It died of old age. So Mebele, so you can't, there's no Chal Vachayma. So if it says the Isser Treife is Chal, I haven't the faintest idea, an inkling to tell me that the Isser Nebele is Chal. So that is why I need to psuk it. So what did we prove from this? So we prove from this, that means, I know medal if we had a tzad to say, that what it says in the pasuk treif alei soichal means, that you're not allowed to eat a behema misukenes, that's the taich treif, a treif means korev lemise, because it's irrelevant why it's korev lemise. If it's sick, if it's old, a korv lemis is also, that was the hamin of the Gemara. So that pshand is still treife. So then I have a mordik akasha. So that then it's not necessary for the Torah to say that nevela is chal and chelem. If korv lemis is chal, is misavad givis chal. And since the Torah wrote a law, since the Torah was megale, that this nevela is chal and chelem, and we can learn now from treife, it's a raya that Issa Treife is something else. Issa Treife is because it's nechsa from the behemoth, it's nechsa from the behemoth. Certain chalokim, that's Issa Treife. So there's no kalvachayma, since the Issa Treife is chal, so the Issa Nevela should also be chal and chal. There's no kalvachayma. The two different isurim, that this is chal mechayim, this is chal achamisa. That makes the Nevela more chomer than Treife. It's an echtike talk. So memele, there's no kalvachayma. There's no mamatzinu, because treife is a chayma. But nevele doesn't have treife. Is a behemah that's nechsa. Nevele is not nechsa. I mean, they're two different things. So that is why the Torah had to be megale. That side is a treife, and side is a nevele, a chal, and chayle. And we don't say, and it's a chalalus. So, Bekitzer, so now we proved that a Mesukenes is Mutter. Treife does not mean Mesukenes, and a Mesukenes is Mutter. Now, before we go further, we skip two lines in Rashi. I'd like to go back to those two lines. Bichlal de mesukenes lav treife mikri. Mesukenes is not called a treife. A treife is something else. Ve'itzach lashminen bahach nevele da asye mikoyach mesukenes. A nevele that died because it was Mesukenes. V'layasi mikoyech treife, shlei nitrafa koidem lechein, de teichel ha'isa chelev. So now, the Pasuk is coming to tell us that a nevele is chal an chelev, and here all of a sudden Rashi says a Megillah. This nevele is speaking about, now Rashi is saying a coroner's report, why did it die? Rashi says it died because it was a Mesukenes. It was sick, it died of old age. And then this nevele, the Schalan Yisr Chalev. But we're not talking about a nevele that it was treife before and then it died. They're not talking about that. So the Levayas, what is Rashi? What's Kate Maron? Why you died? Rashi's telling me it's dead. There's an Isser Nevele. Rashi's telling me, you know why it died? It died because it was a Mesukenes. It was old. It was sick. That's why it died. It didn't die because it was a treife. And if it died because it was a treife, so it was his. So it was a treife. And now it died. And now it's a Nevele. And the Pasuk is telling me, it's an Isser Nevele. It's Chal HaChelev. I mean, what's Kate Maron? So the Lev Aryeh wants to say, I'll say what he says without a cheshbin. He makes a cheshbin. Lev Aryeh wants to say, Amor de Kazach. He says, the Pasuk is telling us the Issa Nevele is Chal and Chalev. That's the Chiddush. I mean, we have a Lahirad, we have a Klal and Issa Chal al Issa. So this is Treif is Chal and Chalev, this is Nevele is Chal and Chalev. That is the Chiddush of the Pasuk. So he says, if this behema was a treife, so this is a treife was chal and chalev. So he says, now when it dies, the isn't available is bechlal not chal at all. Not on the bus, or not on the chalev. I'll say, nisa chal alisa. The isn't, how can the isn't available be chal and this a treife? If it was treife from before, so the isn't treife was chal. This treif is chal on the bosso. That's the bosso was on the treif. This treif is chal on the bosso. This treif is chal on the chalet. Fine. And now when it became a nevela, this nevela won't be chal at all. Because how could this nevela be chal on this treif? There's an isa treif from before, but how could this nevela be chal? And the pasuk is coming to tell us that this nevela is chal on the chalet. So Rashi said, I'm sure if it died, because it was previously a treife, so this in the veil won't be chal at all. I'll say nisa chal alisa, because this in the veil won't be chal on this a treife. That's why Rashi says the posse that is telling us that the is in the veil is chal and chalev is speaking about that it became a nevela because it was a mesukenes. It never was a treife. So the whole problem is on the bosser it's chal because that's a dinner. Behema that dies is chal and is a nevela. And the chalev is chal. That's this pasuk. This is the veil is chal and chalev. But if it had been a treife before, so then this the veil is tamaze not chal. If I nisa chal alisa, this is the veil is not chal and this is a treife. As they zik to live Aryeh pshat and this chash. I'm going to keep pshat. Fine. But so now, l'chayre, we proved that treife does not mean misukenes. So shalom al Yisrael, and we proved it because if treife means sukenes, then it would not be necessary for the pasuk to write that the iser nevele is chal and chele, because of the iser of korev le nevele is chal and chele. Rabbi gives the iser nevele zicher bichal and chele. Maskiv lo ma baravashi. So ma baravashi es takasha. Vidil me loyla maimaloch hainu treife hainu misakenes. No. We're not finished yet. Maybe treife is misakenes. Maybe treife is misakenes. Ah, yedikamrit. So yes, you pin me to the wall. If treife is misakenes, in the veil of the kosav rachmona lomali, so why do you need the posik of nevela? Typically, if the korev le neveles chal, avad givis the neveles chal, lahach nevele dloy osi mikoyach misukenes. A nevele that did not come mikoyach misukenes. Behechi domi, how do you have a nevele that was not misukenes? That means normally, a behema dies, so this is a process. It's sick, it's a misukenes, it's sick, it's old, it's a procedure for behemoth to die. So usually the misukenes before the nevela, so then we have a kasha. So these and no, I have a nevela that wasn't a misukenes. Shaso gistere, he chopped the behemoth in half, and that's a nevela that a minute ago was strong as a bull, and then he gave a cut, and this is an nevela, we don't know yet what's shot. This is an nevela that never was a misukenes. Fine. Never was a misukenes. So that's the test. We don't know pshat yet, but let's just go a little further. So memela, I have a nevela that's not a misukenes. So memela, so I need the pasuk for that nevela. A nevela that was a misukenes, I have my kal v'chaim, another hakol, a kol of the nevela's chal, a nevela of the gemishu b'chal. I have a nevela that never was a misukenes, and that's why I need the posik. I don't have a kal v'chaim. So the Gemara answers, Osam nami yefshed lehave misokenes puta mikan midalipsik lerubas. No, no, no. There's no such barrier. Because if you chop the behemoth in half, so before you get to roiv of the behemoth, it becomes a misokenes, and by roiv, it's also a vela that was once a misokenes. Fine. Now we have to, without, we just have to understand what's pshat in the Gemara. Now, there's Amor Dike Rashi, we'll learn Rashi. Kegoin, Rashi says, a whole Megillah over here, which we need a beer. Kegoin, Shaso, Gistere. Zot Rashi, fine. Vihi Adayin, Mefacheses. But he cut it in half, and it's still jumping around. The Omar Beperikame, also Gistere, Nevele. The zu leini stakno koidem nibluse. It's the chlashminon. The teichel is on the vela is a chela. There never was a musakenes before. It's the chlashminon. The teichel is on the vela is a chela. Aso gistera chotcho lishnaim lerochbe. So what did Rashi say? What is Pshat in the Gemara? Rashi just said one vote, Adayin hi mefacheses. Rashi just threw in a vote, Adayin hi mefacheses. So it says on the side, Ayin Marsha. So the Marsha says, a gewaldike zach. The Marsha says, as follows. L'chayre nire shedigdek hoche leforishkein. That was the Gemara, that was Rashi says, he made it a gistera, and it's adayin hi mefacheses. The mishum hachi begistere leke kal vachoyma, the koma mami chayim, the ein el akirev mise, nevela dave mise legamri lekoshke. And that was the whole kasha. If a mesukenes is also, vahim a kal vachoyma, madach korev le mise ischal, mise madagim ischal. The gistere nami ein el mese legamri, Kimen shabayin mefacheses, vuhu tchilas misosa. So what are we saying now? So the Marsha says, alf, yohon kavachim is, because nevele is more dead than a mesukenes. So if a korev le nevele is, if a korev le nevele is chalachelav, a nevele vadigim is chalachelav. So the Gemara says, I have a nevela that's not more dead than a mesukenes. Which nevela is this? A gistere. A gistere. You chopped it. It has a shame nevela. The Gemara says it's called a nevela. But it's a nevela mechayim. Know what that means? A lebedik nevela. That what it's mefalches after you made it a gistere. You know what that means? It means it's still alive. So this nevela is not a bigger yachsen than a mesukenes. Mesukenes is korev lemisa. This is korev lemisa, but this is a different shem. This is a shem nevela, and this is a shem treife. But in matzav abrius, both of them are not korev lemisa. So memele. So I don't. So that's a nitu psukim. You're right. A nevela that died, which was a mesukenes before, that nevela had only the pusik, 100%. That I could figure out with a kal vachoyma. Madach akorav le nevela is chalam chaylev, nevela vadigimis is chalam chaylev. I need a pusik for a gistere. That's a nevela. That's korav le mise. And that's why Rashi says, adayin hi mefacheset. That's what Rashi is saying over here. So memele, so there's no kal vachoyma. This nevela isn't a bigger yachsen than a mesukenes. So I need to hear, but it's a love of nevela. So the posik is coming to tell me that here this nevela is chal. Fine. That is pshat in the Gemara's dicha. And for the Gemara, it's impossible that if you, when you make it a gistere, by when you cut it, pulta becomes a mesukenes. There came a mesukenes already by pulta. Zuk the marsho, so what's the kasha? Zuk the marsho, המתארת הישב, דהב המסוכנס פוטה מקאמה. Before you made it a gister, already was a מסוכנס. והאי מסוכנס פוטה דה מקאמה, הוא קירב מסוסה. The מסוכנס that was קורב למסוסה. אבל כשנפסק הרובו, but when after Reif, it was קורב למיסה by פוטה. אבל כשנפסק הרובו, אב שעדיין מפחסס, מייסו לגמרי מקרה. No, 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 this is not called קורב למיסה. This is called it's dead already. אב שעדיין מפחסס. רבי שפק אלו חיימה. That's how the Masho says Pshat and Rashi. So the Masho says that means the Shakla Bataya was the Gemara wanted to find a Nevela that's not dead, a Levedic Nevela, and Memela, so you don't have a Kalvo Chayma. So the Gemara says there's no such thing. There's no such thing as a Levedic Nevela. It becomes, since it becomes a Misukin by Pulte, so the Rube makes it dead already. The Pilchus is Gornish Mikomish. This Pilchus is Gornish Mikomish. That's what the Gemara says. So Memela, so we're back with our old Ha'ichoche. We have a Ha'ichoche. If Lemaise, you'll say that the Mesukenis is Osa, I don't need a Posek by Nevela, is a Rai, Mesukenis is Mutter. That's the end of this Ha'ichoche. Fine. V'boi Yisein. Now, Anu Mahalach, not so complicated. I'll bring you another raya that there's no Isser on Mesukenes. What's the raya? In Cain, if the Pasuk is coming to tell us, Chel of Nevela, let's forget about the Kal B'chaima with the Chishbonis, the Pasuk tells us that Chel, that the Isser Nevela is Chal on Chel, the Isser Treif is Chal on Chel, fine. Good, that's what the Pasuk, you know, in Issa, Chalal, Issa. Yeah. Like the Gemara, in Cain, Lema, Chelev, Nevela, Utreife. So let it say, Chelev, Nevela, Utreife. It says, Chelev, Nevela, V'Chelev, Utreife, Loise, Chelev. But you have to say twice, this one Chelev is Miyuta. Why do you have to say, V'Chelev, Utreife? Chelev, chelev, lamali, zuhi, shein, chelba, cholok, mi, psora. So it's coming, the second chelev is telling me like this. A chelev of a treif, there's no difference between the chelev and the basar. Just like the basar is also, just like the chelev is also, the basar is also basar. That's because it's a nisar treif. But it's with the yuki, chelev, treif, both are basar. V'yeshloch acheres, but there's something similar to a treifim, that a mesukenesh, shechelbo cholot mipsorom, that the chelev is different than the bosom. V'eizu zu mesukenesh, so it's coming a diuk, that's coming a diuk, that the chelev treifim, let's see what Rashi says. I could figure out what the halacha, what I want to learn, but would say once chaylev. Leimekro chaylev nevela treifa, lashminon daosis nevela treifa, v'chayli isa chaylev. Lomali lemichta v'chaylev treifa. Why does he have to say another time v'chaylev? Lemidrishay ayater. So it's coming, to darshan the yitter. Ulemeima, it's coming le diyuki. The treifu hu de kamina loch, the he vechelbo asurim, that the bosor and the chelev are awesome. Chodekim no loch, and the chayil is the treifu, a chelev, alme shnei isurim yeshbo. Aber yesh loch acheres, yikroiv la misa kazu, vein la bo, vein bo ela isa chaylev levadi. This only has an isa chaylev, shechel bo choluk mi besorom, שאיס החלב נוהג במשנלדה, וסור לס בו איסורי אחרינה. There's something similar to treife that doesn't have the characteristics what treife has. Treife has that side of bosa, I think that's shot, the side of bosa and side of chelav are also. And here, only the, by mesukenis, only the chelav is also not the bosa, because there's no such issa of mesukenis. Fine. Now, before we go further, I'd like to be ma'ira one ha'ore, which I don't know pshat. The Mephoshim bring down perhaps a reason why the Isser Nevela, like this, we're learning our Gemara that the Isser Nevela is Chalan Chelev, the Isser Treife is Chalan Chelev, and that's a Poradum, it's a Xeris HaKosra, and Isser Chalalissa. So that's the same. A Posek, the Isser Treife is Chal, the Isser Nevela is Chal. The Chere is a Koilu. So lechayre, and that's why I saw them for Shemigun. That's why it's chal, because migu it's chal on the bosor, it's chal on the migu it's chal on the bosor, so it's chal on the chaylev. So between you and me, I don't understand bechlal why I need to psukim that the treif is chal, the veil is chal, the works out chaylev. So it's a chaylev. So the is the veil is chal migu, the is the veil is chal on the bosor, chal on the chaylev. I mean, I don't know. If you hold Kailu B'chal, you don't need any psukim. And if this is the Makir of Kailu, so you have to say. So, I don't know pshat in this yet. But let's go further. Zakta Gemara Vaita, another raya. Biboy Yisayim Meyhoche. If you want, I'll tell you another Heichoche that Mesuken is in Makir. Va'ayma there's a pasuk in Yecheskel, and Yecheskel tied it to the Rebbeinu Shloilem, Aho Hashem Alekin, Hinei nafshi loy metumo, Nevei lo treifa lo yechalti menurei badato, Loy bo befi bosar pikul. Now, let us see what the pasuk is speaking about. Hinei nafshi loy metumo. Yecheskel kom alei lakodesh pochu, lefi sho yoim aloi kach lecho chitim osayim. The Benjamin told him he had to make a certain bread that wasn't such a tempting bread to begin with. V'uga soirim teichlena, v'hi begilalei tzoyas ha'odom, v'ugene leinayim. Now this bread, the machloik is pshat, but let's say the more edel of pshat, that he had to take tzoyas adam, and this was the fuel for the bread. He had to bake this bread on tzoyas adam, which is lachir, a very gruesome procedure. So Yecheskel Novi tainet, why should I have to do this? He told them all the milas. So I should have to eat such a bread that was baked on Tzoyas Sodom. And it seems that the next pasuk says, the Rabbi Nishlom said, this tvila was niskabel by the Rabbi Nishlom, it will be baked on Tzoyas Behemet, which is not so gruesome. But that's the pasuk. But now the Gemara is going to explain the time of Yecheskel, that Yecheskel was timing that he should be put into such a matzah. So he says, so the Gemara says like this, now what is Yecheskel timing? What is Yecheskel timing? So the Gemara starts saying pshat in the post. Hine nafshi loy metumo, sheloy hirharti bayoyim, lovely day tuma balaylo, and God the Shitim Bekebetsa says, Shalai halti bayoyim ubosili day tuma balaylo, and I think the Zamerdika Nafkamine will come to this. Unevela treifa lo yachalti min urai. I never ate nevela treifa. So lachayre, I mean, this is the Cheskel is saying it, so he's saying that his mile, he never ate an Avela Treifech, man, please. I mean, that's an Issa de Reises of Yeyur. Shaloyachalti, Bosso, Kois, Kois, Me'oilom. Kois, Kois means Kois is a loss in Shchoit. That means when the Behemoth is a Mesukenes, so you call right away a Shoich, it checked it before it's gonna die. I mean, we daf narech happen. So I never ate such a behemoth. And this was the God, this was the Chassidus of Yecheskel. The Anagei Alonu, the whole sugya, we have a whole sugya. Is there an Isel to eat a behemoth Mesukenes? So we see clear from Yecheskel, there's no Isel whatsoever. Now that was the Chassidus of Yecheskel. He never ate a behemoth Mesukenes. Right, Leibo befi boso pigu. Shloyachalti mi behemah shahira bochacham. I never ate from a behemah shahira bochacham. We'll see in Rashi what this is. Mishum Rabbi Nosson Omer shloyachalti mi behemah shloyhumo matzinoisel. I never ate from a behemah that you weren't mafresh to zroya lechayayim vekeve before you ate from the meat. Fine. Now, let's get back to Asugya, then we'll see later what Yecheskel is time. So the Gemara says, the Amrit Bishloi Mesharye, if you'll say that a Mesukenes is Mutter, Heine Revuse di Yecheskel, so this is the godless of Yecheskel, that it's Mutter, but I never made it. That was the Chesides of Yecheskel. Ali Amrit Asire, my Revuse di Yecheskel, what's the godless of Yecheskel? Is a raya that Mesukenes is mutter. Let us see Rashi. Rashi, mikra yoyim and mikra laila. See the kovle gasinela. The day two miscarry. But that was that shlei harti beyoyim lovu the day two mebalaila. Perhaps before we go further, let us see the bottom tosfos. Shlei harti bayoyim vim toima. My revusa di Yecheskel. Now, what's this godless of Yecheskel? Valoi kol odom nami yosa. Kida oma perikama de meseches avirizore. Perikna rosh an ispatso. Benishmarto mikol dovoro. Shlo yahare bayoim. Benishmarto mikol dovoro. Shlo yahare bayoim. Lo vodei tumo balai. So, meilo so. This is Issa de Reise. So, what's the godless of Yecheskel? Yeshloima that lohochi choshim le revuse, mishum damrine beperige poshut shloisha dvorim, in odom nitzel mehem bachol yoim, hirure yadere, veloshen haro, veiyon tfile. So, how do we learn poshut shat and taisvit? So, the Gemara says, apsamere de kaloshen, shloisha dvorim, in odom nitzel mehem bachol yoim, these things, Ein odom nitzel mehem b'chol yom. The Gemara is saying it's a blank statement. Loshnore means tabak loshnore. Ein odom nitzel b'chol yom. And some Amelo say Yecheskel said, but that was his chesidusoi that nafshi lo metumo. That's what Taisa says. I'd like to say over Murdika H. Yosef, H. Yosef and Enyakev, yes, Sakashi. Chazal omru, dein odom nitzer mehir ravere, ein odom nitzer bachol yev, Chazal said, the Yecheskel nitzer. As I fragt the Rakashi. I mean, the boss is ein odom nitzer, you see, I can say ein odom nitzer, you see, Yecheskel was nitzer. So he says, a Murdika Teretz. The Rebuse, the Leibo Lidei Tume. The Osak Betoire Balaila Veloyoshon Rakishinesasos. That was the godless of Yecheskel. Ein Odom Nitzel Bechol Yoim. That was Yecheskel also. He's also an Odom. He wasn't a Malach. Now, the Ben Yodah says, Amu Uyim de Kezach. Ben Yodah brings down from Darizal. Darizal said, that the Yecheskel Hayaba mi tipois carry shall other Marishan. Chazal tell us that there was Kupsamadzai and Shonadachmir, that other Marishan, there was tipis carry, and there were neshamis that were geschaffen from these tipis. The Ben Yehuda says that Yecheskel and Novi came from the tipis carry from other Marishan. Ubabayay lo'ilam hazeh melchama gedoyla hoyala imachitzainim. He had a very, very difficult melchama. It wasn't easy. And perhaps I'd like to be marchiv a little bit in this inyan, the Balatanya in Perik of Zion. He says, Kashanoiflam loy hirhurein niyuf b'marshavtoi. He's speaking about Beinanim. Abai and Rava were also from the Beinanim. And perhaps it's Nitin Le'omer that Yecheskel Hanavi Binura was also from the Beinanim. And especially, he had these tremendous Nishayinis. And he says, by a Beinani, Neiflam Loi Hirurei Niyu B'mach Shaftoi. It falls into his head, Hirurei Niyu. Kshemesiach datoi, when his person is Mesiach dat from these machshavis, so he is a kiyum of the lav, he's mekayim the lav of loisa suru achay levavchem vachay enechem. Chazal tell us, Yoshav v'loi over aveire noisen lo ischal ki lo osa mitzvah. That means the machshavis are injected into his head by the yetzer hore. And what does he do now? If his Messiah does from these machshavis, so his Mekayim, the mitzvah says, say, Yoshav lei over aveire, noishin lei socha kilosa mitzvah. The Keser Reish from Rav Chaim Voloshner says the same inyan, machshavah ro gam harishoinim loy nitzlo mize. V'chamayish omru gimel dvorim ein odom nitzol. V'misiach dat min ha-machshava ha-ro bezu kaifa ha-sitcha ache. He's kaifa the sitcha ache put in these machshavas, and by v'misiach dat he's kaifa the sitcha ache. V'mechashe bo zu ro choyli rachmonen litlo. It would seem from their lotion that the Hascholas HaMachshove does not originate from the person. It originates from the Yetzer Hore. Neiflim loy hirurei niyuf, that's the Loshon of the Balatanya. And this perhaps a person is not capable of protecting himself. The Avodah Sa'odom is, after the Machshove falls into his mind, what to do next. If he's Messiah Das from this Machshove, is Mekayim the Mitzvah Sasei of Leisusur Helavavchem, is Mekayim the Mitzvah Sasei von Yire, is not being over an Aveire. Rachman and Etzlon, he's Mamshech in the Machshove, then he's over. And I think that's the love of a Nishmarto Mikol Dovoro. Now, I think this Machshove, that the Yetzer Hore is matel b'moichoi, Rachmon and Etzlon can also affect a person, and Rachmon and Etzlon can bali day tuma balayla. The godless of Yecheskel was, and especially the way the Ben Yoyoda tells us, there were machshavis that were nitan b'moichoi, Al Yidei, the Yetzari, the tremendous Muhammad. And these machshavas perhaps would be Bekoyach to be Metamehim. The godless of Yecheskel HaNavi was, as the H. Yosef says, his godless was the Osak Betoyrev Lo Yoshan Rakeshine Sasus. I think could be that shot the Shita Mekabetzes, Oysalim Shleharti Bayoim Obosili Deitume. That means, I myself, Zichel, was not Mahara. But the Veloy Bosili Deitume, or that what it says, Gimel Dvorim in Odom Nitzel, means the Machshove, that the Yetzahore is Matel Besoich Moichai. That Machshove ain't Odom Nitzel, because it's not from him, it's from the Yetzahore. The godless of Yechezkel was that he wasn't nitma from those machshavas, and that's how the Yosef explains because he was Isaac Peter Belaila Vayosh and Rak Kishina Sasus. Let us just see the previous Tosfos Shloihumu Matno Yisav in Tevel Rav Yechon the Dama Lekama Pei Kazroya. Ha'oichul mibahimish lehuma matnoiseki la'oichul tvolim. If a carrot that the matonis are matvul, and you're not allowed to eat the behima ma'ira busa di yecheskel, ha'afal gav di yecheskel koyino, yikoynat misoch lahafrish trumis ha'maisris, vosa lechul tevul. Yishloim ad rabi yechen in sove kamando oma, shloi ochul mibahimish ha'ira bochochom. So, Kochach Rabbi Yochanan holds like the other man, the Yoma, that is Pshat and Posik.